Hello, this is Nishchalam Chane from Nepal, Kathmandu, and today I'm going to give you some news about the Prime Minister Cup that has been being held in Nepal. And the match between province number 2 and province number 4 ended with province number 2 winning by 67 runs. It was a low scoring thriller, I should say. It was held in ground of Kathmandu, Mulpani, that has been recently made, and it has been mentioned that the condition of the ground is not good, so the pitch is slow pitch. That's why province number 2, they started on an average note with Harishankar Shah scoring 12 runs of 34 balls, but was bowled by Bipin Khatri later. But the first opener to get out was Kamal Singh, who was bowled by Anil Gurung. He scored 10 runs from 18 balls, got a pretty good start with 2 boundaries, but fell in 28 runs. The second wicket was of Suraj Patel. He also got the first boundary, but again failed to Bipin Khatri in an LBW, and the score of province number 2 was 2 for 33 in 6.6 overs. That was not bad start, as they scored 33 runs, but the 2 wickets had already failed, and that was the problem for them. Similarly, Haseem Ansari came next and tried to score or keep the strike and give it to Harishankar Shah, but Harishah failed to Bipin Khatri again with an LBW. Haseem Ansari batted pretty slow for the lackings of the pitch, and he scored 6 from 24 deliveries with a strike rate of 25 only. Harishah also didn't bat it pretty well, as he scored 12 runs of 34 deliveries at a strike rate of 35.29 and with only 1 6. And then came Mehboob Alam, the captain. He started pretty well with 2 boundaries and was going good, but he fell on the rash shot in the ball of Gurung to Chauhan, which was caught by Chauhan, and then there was no partnership actually, just small instinct. Susling also batted well with 26 runs from 69 deliveries, as 5 wickets had already failed for 87 runs. He bailed the innings. Samsat Sheikh came in later but went pretty early with 94 for 6 their way. But Susling helped them build along with Rashid Khan and Aap Singh. Unfortunately, Susling got out in 36.1 overs for 126 runs, and Aap Singh, Rashid Khan, and others also fell, as the score was 158 all out for 44.3 overs. In the bowling card, we can see that Bipin Khatri took 3 wickets for 17 runs in 10 overs. In the economy of 1.7, he had 49 dot deliveries. Could you believe that? 49 dot deliveries in 60 balls. That was pretty awesome figure for the like of own internationals also. And in others, HB Chauhan bowled 7.3 overs, gave 24 runs and took 3 wickets. Similarly, Gurung and Pradhan and another Gurung took 1 wickets each, and that was pretty low scoring match. It's a low scoring thriller, as that was not a thriller actually. And then came province number 4 for batting with Thapa and Anil Gurung. Thapa started with a boundary but couldn't get it going and fell for 7 runs of 12 balls to Raghmi. Anil Gurung also failed to Raghmi, but he did some damage to the bowling team with 36 runs in 69 deliveries. He rotated the strike pretty well. Yeah, he just 3 boundaries, and Shrestha was made out by Samsat Sheikh LBW. He scored 2 runs from 8 deliveries, and Pradhan also, Samsat Sheikh, got out on Samsat Sheikh's ball caught by Singh. and four runs from 14 deliveries. And Alam got in the middle to take one wicket off Chauhan, and then it was all Regmi with three wickets in the of the next three batsmen. Shamshad Sheikh took the tail enders with the last two wickets, and province number four were all out for 91 runs in 28.5 overs with a run rate of 3.15. It was excellent bowling performance with the likes of Regmi getting 5 for 16. That was the best figure I had seen in an one-day international, especially in the national unit, let's say national competition of Nepal.